Joseph of Arimathea went to Pilate to ask, pleading for the body of the crucified Lord. Taking Jesus' hand, they began the grim task, laying in a tomb the best the rich man could afford. Their tears slowed down, but my Lord would rise up on Easter morn. The great stone bearing the tomb would be rolled away. The grave could not hold him, though Jesus was battered and torn. He'd arise and keep the powers of sin at bay. Nicodemus brought myrrh and aloes to anoint the king. As they bound cloth over the wounds the nails had made, tears flowed for the one who meant more than anything. And the two men wondered if the sorrow would ever fade. Their tears flowed down, but my Lord would rise up on Easter morn. The great stone barring the tomb rolled away. The grave could not hold him, though Jesus was battered and torn. He'd arise to keep the powers of sin at bay. The grave clothes would be the last earthly thing he'd ever wear. Death held such good claim, God's risen Son. Later they would seek and find him no longer there. He rose from the grave and victory was forever won. The tears flowed down, but my Lord rose up that first Easter morn. The great stone barring the tomb was rolled away. The grave could not hold him, though Jesus was battered and torn. He arose to keep the powers of sin at bay. The tears flowed down, but my Lord rose up that first Easter morning.